towards me, licking lips with tongues of fire. A host of cool and demons screaming lust and base desire. When it seemed for certain that the screams could get no higher, I heard a voice above the rest screaming, "You're alive." But it's alright, Lady Eleanor.
Sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
Real products are tested for safety. My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
Go for real.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
Both made of elastic. Midnight came and made
while you can. Got a fake ID when you were just 16.
Got nothing better to do. got 9 bullets in it. 9 bullets in my roommate's gun.
As a public service to the listeners of WRCT, we have compiled a short list of items you should not have in your possession at the present time. 1. A muscle car. 2. A Betamax. 3. Acid-washed anything. 4. A members-only jacket. 5. Stirrup pants. 6. Asbestos. 7. Hummelware. 8. Sweet and Low. 9. Copies of Dynetics or Megatrends. And 10. A radio not tuned to 88.3 FM. If you do have any of these items, WRCT suggests you get with the program.
Sky cracks open, the walls falling through the floor. Just as well to keep it, I get some game in store. You're with me now, we'll be again. Other points in between, and the cool, cool. Days of swim or sink, living right is easy
What goes wrong, you're causing it. The drive, didn't want to turn that way, you're causing it. The drive, doesn't make a difference now, you're causing it. The drive, silence knows, can't drown hard. Happenstance is falling through the cracks each day. Too close now to change it. Whose goal is lighter anyway? When in doubt, move on. No need to sort it out. You're with me now. We'll be again. Other points in between. I want to find the right side of you. Living right is easy. What goes wrong, you're causing it. The drive, didn't want to turn that way, you're causing it. The drive, doesn't make a difference now, you're causing it. The drive, silence knows, can't drown. What goes wrong, you're causing it. The drive, didn't want to turn that way, you're causing it. The drive, it doesn't make a difference now, you're causing it. The drive, silence knows, can't drown.
Don't get settled by riding with hoods through. Shot my woman down, went right home, and I went to bed. I stuck that loving 44 beneath my head. Got up next morning, and I grabbed my gun. I took a shot of cocaine, and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Laid in the hot joint, taking a pill. In walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down. Yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got one, just read it to me. Shot her down, cause she made me slow. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. I was dressed in black. They put me on a train and they took me back. Had no friend for to go my bail. They slapped my daughter carcass in that county jail. The next morning about a 9:30, I spied a sheriff coming down the line. He kinda coughed as he cleared his throat. He said, come on you dirty hack to the district court. Into the courtroom my trial began, where I was held by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that dirty judge commence to look about. About 5 minutes in walked a man, holding the verdict in his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree. I hollered, Lordy, Lordy, have mercy on me. The judge smiled as he picked up his pen. 99 years in the Folsom State Pen. 99 years underneath that ground. I can't forget today I shut that bad bitch down. Come on, you gotta listen on to me. Lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine be. Sue it!
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
The army sent my daddy home with shrapnel in his hands. Uncle got him working at the plant. He said he felt like he was back behind a prison wall. Ma said it was a shame he came home at all. Left us rosaries and magazines and cards. She prayed as I played in the yard. Daddy left his work boots in the dumpster up the street. The foreman said, take all the time you need. He took up carving figures with a rusty pocket knife. His broken hands brought the wood to life. Whispered and he hummed while he whittled with his thumbs and told me fairy tales that he made up. He talked about the desert and a soldier on a quest, and he twitched as he described the sun's relentlessness. He pulled the window curtains down and next he took the blinds. I wonder if he thought the sun might need his help to shine. Stars and countless cast-off cigarettes. Mama left the bus fare on the counter with a key. I let Daddy have the window seat. At night he'd often pace and then he'd curl up on the floor. He had a favorite spot near the door. One morning Mama kicked as she hurried off to work. He groaned, but he didn't say a word. And when he awoke, he grabbed his coat and reached out for my hand. Then he vanished like an etching on the sand. Ma told me that she always knew he'd end up on the street. She said it even when the tears rolled down my cheek. Got new curtains and a man to share her bed. Time for me to move along, she said. Uncle bought my ticket and a shiny pocket knife, and I'm leaving for the desert with a shadow at my side.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Hi, this is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.